Time for the U.S. Staffing Show. Benjamin Jones.
Hey, what's happening?
Greg, how you doing today?
Jim Dolson.
We are. We have the interoffice competition getting ready to get kicked off for the March Madness.
Well,
and I see you guys are doing it here too. So I'm expecting
we're
to win
doing
my,
it for everybody.
You are doing it for everybody.
$1 million.
We want you to win $1 million.
I would gladly take $1 million.
Would you actually pay out anyway?
Yes. How can we?
$1 million.
How can we say that and we're not going to pay?
I think the odds are anyway.
That's
I would say the odds are minuscule.
Very,
very.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
In that one out of
80 trillion chance,
there better be a payout when I win.
Yes,
I'll be retiring that day, Ben, from U.S. Staffing.
Yes. Well, ours is just inner.
You'll catch me running down Horton Road.
That's right. Ours is just inner company.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
We have
a
traveling trophy that we put a plaque of the winner on every year.
Good idea.
Yeah.
That's
so
cheaper.
We trash talk each other.
It's cheaper than giving away $1 million. That's right.
$1 million here.
Well, Greg, this morning we will be talking about a Harvard Business Review article regarding company cultures that seem to leap from crisis to crisis as, like, their standard mode of operations.
You mentioned Texas.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, boy. And to help intro the article, we are going to share some of the worst handled crises in recent history. The first one is from Domino's Pizza, and they had two employees that, on their own volition, they decided to record themselves preparing food for delivery in a very unsanitary ways.
No, they didn't.
They did, and they uploaded it to YouTube.
No!
And
come on!
That was their last day of work.
For sure. But to make things worse, Domino's waited a full 2 days before giving any kind of public reaction to this. And, I mean, within hours, you're already starting to take damage.
That's an eternity in social media.
Just don't tell us how unsanitary
it was. Yeah,
we
don't really
want
to know.
Yes. I left the details out.
Thank you.
Left it at the 20,000-foot level.
Well, if you remember that one, you remember this one, too. The BP oil spill in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Man, the Deep Horizon oil rig, of course, exploded, and a number of people were killed and injured. And one of the results, though, was methane gas and oil
just
pouring into the ocean for 87 days?
87
days.
Well, long enough to where they had a 24-hour camera just right on it.
They put a camera. Yeah, right. Remember the camera?
Yeah.
That was awful looking. Anyways, to add insult to injury, the CEO, speaking of his last day,
made a thoughtless comment
when discussing, you know, that they were going to get back to work, they were working around the clock, how hard it was. He said, "I want my life back." Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
They needed a PR person.
They for sure
Anyways,
did.
Not very empathetic to the families of the, you know, and the employees' families who didn't survive that explosion. But
yeah.
Man, oh, man.
That's for sure. So, well, these are some of the examples of companies that are not used to crisis and handled it pretty poorly. But what about the companies on the other side of the crisis spectrum? You know, those companies who seem to be in a perpetual state of, you know, firefighting in their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And in this article titled, "Does Your Company Lurch from Crisis to Crisis?" from March 2nd, Ron Carucci dives into this idea.
So this is like, these are the companies that just always, like, love to live there.
Yes.
Yeah. So many of us have worked for these kinds of companies. I know I have before.
For sure.
And, projects are constantly pushed to the edge of deadlines, having to be pulled back, you know, several different directions. Disaster. You're at the brink of disaster in this company.
Yes.
So many things. You work ungodly hours to make it work and all that sort of thing. It's a culture where a few individuals come in and then they save the day.
Yeah, that's for sure. And there's actually a term for this. It's referred to as the hero culture. And this theory describes the irony that is inherent in cultures that create their own crises. Creating.
So I'm thinking somebody from BP went down there and blew that pipeline.
Oh, boy, I hope not. But creating their own crisis allows them to operate in a familiar environment rather than, you know, something else.
You know, most people presume that a hero culture is perpetuated by these continual crisis modes.
Mm-hmm.
But a deeper look in this research may reveal the inverse of this, that, in fact, perpetual crises are generated by a culture that prizes heroism. So Carucci, the author, he gives us three things to keep in mind to avoid this culture where heroism is rewarded, if you will.
Yeah, so the first idea that he talks about is understand that heroism is addictive and not a sign of commitment. Some company cultures create addictive environments that reward the valiance of those who rush into the proverbial fires just to put them out.
Mm-hmm.
And in such environments, people feel the only way that they can get recognized is if they're the hero running in to, you know, take out one of those
fires. I do this every day at U.S. Staffing. I create a crisis every single day, hoping to... Well, one thing companies can do in these instances is call this behavior out. Mm-hmm. You know, not at the individual level, of course, but maybe rather admit that this is a culture. It's a sign of really of an immature company that needs to... They just need to change.
Yeah.
So instead of rewarding the hero behaviors, spend the energy discussing how to get better and stay better.
Mm-hmm.
So the second tip that the article discusses, Ben, is to uncover the fallacies in your resource allocations. In other words, prioritize work and allocate the appropriate resources to each project so it doesn't become a last-minute, you know, fire drill.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. You know, mature companies build checks and balances into their resource allocation processes to allow honest reconciliation between, you know, the commitments and projects that you have with the available resources. And this may mean even refusing to take on some projects. The final concept discussed in the article is reinforcing cross-functional planning and coordination. And this typically fails to happen in siloed companies.
Yeah, for sure. So many of the opportunities for missteps within the organization are like at the seams, mm-hmm. Like at the edges, and where people like tend to pass information off. And by this, the author means the areas of operations that require, you know, multiple functions like to work together, departments to work together to be successful. So Greg, to avoid a culture that depends on one or two individuals having to hit a home run every time at the end of the project,
mm-hmm.
Spend that energy instead planning and coordinating and improving. That'll get you the long-term gain and not just the short-term hero. Let's go in and
That's right.
Save in the bottom
sure.
of the ninth.
And so maybe you're tired of the company culture where you work. If you're thinking about looking at
new opportunities. You're always the hero you need to call.
Yes, absolutely. If you're thinking about looking at new opportunities in your career, now is the time to call us at U.S. Staffing. It is a job seeker's market out there right now for sure. Mm-hmm. And maybe you need a few more team members on your team. Call us. We match the right team member to the right company. Jim, how can people get a hold of us?
Yeah, so if business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency.
Mm-hmm.
They can also live chat with us, Ben, on our website at usstaffingagency.com, or come on in to our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner. Our phone number there is 787-6150. No appointment needed. Come on in. We'll ask you a couple of questions, take a temperature. Boom, you're in. We'll start talking.
Yeah.
You're not going to sing the Michigan State fight song?
Not at all. I don't even know the words.